Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let me go over some lines for Sunday's NFL games. As long as we have a Football Friday here, we'll get some headlines. We'll talk with DBJ this hour, give away some Heat tickets as well. There's a 9:30 a.m. game Sunday, Colts and Falcons. Colts are 6.5-point favorites.
Colts.
You buying the Colts this year? Obviously, they're buying themselves based on what they did at the trade deadline. Are you buying the Colts?
I'm buying them, man. Yeah. I really am. With what Shane Steichen has, Daniel Jones, like week one, week two, week three, I'm like, okay, it's cute. This offense is cute. No. And their defense can go. They have some players, and they add Sauce Gardner.
And they just added Sauce Gardner, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Colts.
No, I'm buying them as a good regular season team. This is the Minnesota Vikings from a year ago. Sure, you look great in the regular season, finish 14-3 or 13-4, whatever it was, and then you go up against a legit team in the playoffs and you're going to go down. I told you guys the other day, this has the Colts losing to Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Josh Allen in their first playoff game this season written all over it at home.
You know what, Salon, I agree with you, but buying a team that's probably going to go, what, 12-5, 13-4? You can buy a 12-5 team. I'm with you. I think I'll put the Cowboys in there too, Solana. Just they do it every year. They'll get them 12 wins, and they're going to get their ass whooped by somebody else better in the playoffs.
But, Hawk, you're saying buying them to be legit contenders, right?
No, I kind of feel like I'm with Crowder. I'm buying them, but also it would not surprise me on a first-round exit. Like, this has been a surprising season. So I'm buying that it's not a one-time aberration. They are putting together a good team. I guess Daniel Jones can continue to play that way, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they lose to Kansas City or Baltimore. I mean, those are superior teams.
Yes.
This is a good one. New England at Tampa Sunday afternoon. What do you think the line is? I was supposed to get – my son and his friends wanted to go to that game. And early in the – I have a connection at the Bucks, and he's like, yeah, no problem. And then all of a sudden New England got great and Tampa got great. And he called me a week ago. He goes, yeah, I can't get them tickets. I'm like, yeah, I understand.
Man, Tampa's going to be favored by a little. 2.5 or something, a baby favorite.
Tampa 2.5. That's exactly it. That's a good one, man. I can't pick a side on that.
They're both good teams. Tampa's defense is a little better. I trust Baker Mayfield. Drake May is playing out of his mind, but I trust Baker Mayfield in the fourth quarter more.
But aren't all his receivers hurt?
Everybody.
He's gonna throw it to the guy. He's gonna throw it to the guy that thought he was the MVP of the NFL.
That guy's fun. I like him.
Tez Johnson.
Baltimore at Minnesota.
Oh, Baltimore. I think Baltimore turned it around. And Lamar, let's be honest. If Lamar's out, don't take anything. Don't just throw those games out. I think Baltimore beats Minnesota.
You wanna guess what the line is? Baltimore at Minnesota?
Oh, same thing. Minnesota's still home favorites, but Two and a half.
I think the Ravens are favorites. 1.5 or 2 point favorites.
Ravens are 4 point favorites on the road.
Ooh.
Cleveland at the Jets. This is, now the Jets, very similar to what I was saying about the Dolphins this week against Buffalo. The Jets have punted on the season. They've told you they're punting on the season. Now you're playing a terrible team, but what happens?
Home, the Jets are home dogs, double digits.
To Cleveland.
Yes. Joe Flacco left. I don't believe in Dylan Gabriel, but the Jets are, they want to lose. They want to lose. That's why I'm saying that.
I see Asia back there.
They said, hey, they saw you. Didn't... Whole family's here.
I love that.
He's peeking his head in the screen. He's waving, Chan. They saw you now.
Love seeing the Crowder family. Tell your dad I stay at nicer hotels. He should too. Cleveland is a 2 point favorite. Hotels. Cleveland's a 2 point favorite on the road in New York. How about this one? The Bears hosting the Giants. Bears, remember, they put up like 47 or 48 last week. It was a ridiculous victory.
Caleb and Ben are up and down. I still take the Bears at home. 3 point favorites.
Yeah, four-point favorites.
You told us in Chicago they're expecting massive wins, right, this Sunday?
Well, that was from Jimmy. He sent us a thing from Instagram that said 30-mile-per-hour wins, but that doesn't seem like massive wins to me. I mean, 30-mile-per-hour wins is nothing to sneeze at, but I don't know. That doesn't seem like a game-changing win to me.
30 miles per hour is pretty significant, Hawk.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they made an Instagram post about it, so it's significant. But it didn't strike me as like 45 and snowy or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
it's the windy city.
45 would be like tropical storm winds, wouldn't it?
I think 55 maybe 55, is.
All right.
Yeah.
It'll affect the kicking game, but it's not changing. I don't think it's going to ruin the game.
Carolina Panthers hosting the Saints. This is Carolina's kind of put it together. I don't want to give Solana any credit, but they've played some weak teams, and they've got another one.
Saints are terrible. Carolina favored by 5.
Yep, that's exactly it. Carolina by 5. How about this one? Jacksonville at Houston.
The under.
37.
I hate them.
The old.
Jacksonville hosting Houston.
Jacksonville at Houston.
At Houston. Houston. Oh, my goodness. Houston, too.
Solana?
Jacksonville minus 3.5.
Jacksonville minus 1. What a downfall, Houston, huh?
Well, no, but
he's out. It's Davis Mills, right?
Yeah, he's hurt. He's in concussion protocol.
Houston defense is good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seattle hosting Arizona. That'll be Jacoby Brissett for the Cardinals.
Oh. Seattle 4 point favorites?
7 point favorites.
6.5.
Mm-hmm.
6.5. How about the Rams at San Francisco?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Rams by 1. The Rams can play.
Rams by 3.
Rams 4.5 point favorites.
That's high.
They might even say Rams. They're kind of a sneaky pick for the Super Bowl this year, man.
Yeah.
The Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They look good.
You put McVay and old boy together, McVay and Stafford, you never know.
Detroit at Washington. Remember, it'll be Marcus Mariota for Washington.
Detroit 7.5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, probably more. 9.5 on the road?
Eight. 8-point favorites on the road.
That's crazy.
I would lay
them. And then the Sunday night game, Orande Gadsden the second and the Chargers hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
Boy, Chargers by 3.
Yeah, but Chargers by 2.5.
2.5, yeah.
Are you buying Pittsburgh?
Game, no.
Nope.
No, I'm not. Aaron's gonna Rodgers magic.
You don't think the yep.
I think he's gonna do his magic, what his magic has been for the last 4 years. he's gonna go crazy or some trouble gonna happen and he's gonna go in the tank. I don't trust Aaron. I think their roster's good. I think they have a great chance to get to the playoffs, but I don't trust Aaron Rodgers anymore.
And of course, our game Sunday, Dolphins are 9-point home dogs to the Buffalo Bills. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, this is a funny-ass story. Any of you see this weird situation that happened between him and his teammate Cam Hayward?
I hope he didn't try Cam, because Cam is a gigantic human.
Cam is a gigantic human. So here's what happened. Aaron Rodgers said, Cam invited me to a movie night a while back and said it was a big team function. I showed up. I was the only player there. And he's like, it was a Tuesday night. We've got an early morning. The quarterbacks do. We have meetings. So I was like, fine. I love team bonding, chemistry stuff. He showed up, and it was just Cam Hayward and his son watching a movie.
I think that was a date.
At a house?
At his house. Yeah, Cam Hayward was asked about it, and he says that he does this a lot. He just invites teammates, coaches, friends over to watch movies because Tuesday nights he watches movies. And that specific night, the only person who showed up was Aaron Rodgers. But that other people were invited, but Aaron Rodgers just happened to be the only person that showed up.
What was the movie?
I don't know. I don't think he revealed what the movie was.
I got a
crying game.
But what movie did Aaron Rodgers and Cam Hayward
I told y'all about David Boston invite himself to my house.
Tron. Tron Ares.
That's already on TV?
I don't know. Maybe Cam Hayward has one of those boxes or something.
Oh, Cam, yeah.
Invited Aaron to watch a bootleg?
I just love the idea. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he carries himself like this fancy, extravagant, cultured person. And Cam Hayward's like, hey, come over, watch a movie. Everybody's coming over. And then it's just Cam Hayward and Aaron Rodgers who show up. You know, Aaron shows up with like a Pinot Noir.
I'll tell you, you know, we go to Pittsburgh and with, you know, Ryan and then with I actually met Cam first with Joey Porter. Cam Hayward's not asking you to come to his house. He's telling you. Well, hey, Rod, movie night, my house.
It's a fascinating story. I'm reading it now on Yahoo. This is so my kind of story. I can't believe that this didn't grab me earlier when it was up. Like, yeah, it says Aaron Rodgers said, so I was like, fine, I love team bonding, chemistry stuff.
Yeah, I read that.
I show up. I see him and his son. I'm looking around. I go, where's everybody at?
Yeah, read that too.
Hayward, who's always down for a cold one, explained that what happened was just an unfortunate coincidence, stressing that a number of teammates usually show up for his movie nights. I invited everybody. It's just that he was the one who showed up. He didn't show up for the next one, but other players did. I find movies throughout the year that guys want to see. They come when they can.
So what this reminded me of was
when I used to throw parties in high school and I would invite a girl and I go, everyone is going to be there. But what she didn't know was what I meant when everyone was going to be there was me, Lyle, and Sandy.
No, but this reminded me of our Toro Toro show night a couple years ago where Crowder ended up not being able to go. He was traveling. I couldn't make it. I had a Heat game. So the only ones left were Hawk and Jimmy. And Hawk decided, yeah, I don't want to be on a one-on-one date with Jimmy. So he called Jimmy and let him know, hey, you know, the weather's too bad, even though it wasn't raining. Don't go. And Cam Hayward could have done the same thing. I'm sure other people filled him in like,
well,
yo, we're not going.
Well, he thought other people were coming, though. I was aware that only Jimmy was coming. And it was raining. And I was very nervous about your driving abilities in the rain, Jimmy.
No, it was pouring at my house.
It was pouring. Uh-huh. Pouring. I made the right decision, right? No. To tell you not to come.
Yeah. You made the right decision to lie to me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I went. True. But I didn't want you to have to drive.
Or be there. What happened? If Cam Hayward, if he's inviting a dozen guys over, he has a big theater. He has some kind of gigantic viewing area. What are the seating arrangements with Cam, his son, and Aaron? Are they sitting in three seats consecutive?
That's why this story is so fascinating, because Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to watch Tron Ares. And if you don't want to watch that movie, that's torture to sit through that crap. If you don't want to watch that, you know what I mean? And so, like, I kind of feel like I might just say, oh, no one's here? Yeah. Well, I'll come back when more people show up. Text me next time if there's, like, at least three people.
No. Hawk, I'm telling you, I've been around Cam Hayward. You're not saying that to him.
Oh, fair point.
You're going to say, hey, man, nobody else came. I'm going to run home, sit down and watch Tron. Yeah. Okay, we're going to watch it. You got popcorn? Yeah. No. Okay.
But it's Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers can kind of do whatever he wants.
It's kind of like The Office, the dinner party, you know, where Jim and Pam want to get out of there, and it just, you know, they know that you want to get out of there, so they're not letting you get out of there. I am absolutely fascinated by that story, especially if there really isn't a theater room, and it's just, you know, like a, I don't know, 55-inch TV and a couch.
Just three. A three-person couch with Cam, his son, and Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cam's big, so he puts his arm across the back of the couch. Aaron's getting hugged on one shoulder. I like this thought.
Fascinating.
Hey, I'm having a movie night, if you guys are interested, Sunday.
Oh, Jimmy, you're in,
watch
right?
Movies.
Yeah, Jimmy's in.
Yeah. Maybe.
Movies hurt my eyes.
I'm going to watch Slumdog Millionaire, if anybody's interested.
Great movie, by the way.
Good movie.
It is a great movie. It's slightly disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why? I've never seen it, so.
Oh, well, see it and you'll understand why.
Yeah, Solana, if you didn't understand the disturbing part of that movie, I'm worried about you.
I was like, oh my God, he didn't know what was disturbing?
This was a comedy to you?
I lied about having seen it because I genuinely thought it was just like a heartfelt movie. I remember it won a bunch of awards.
It is heartfelt, but it's also torturous. It's brutal.
Mm. All right, well then, forget Slumdog Millionaire. We're going to watch A Life of Pi.
Hey man, that's a good actor there. Leave my man alone.
Mm-hmm. I would never see that in a million years.
Why? That's
with
a great
the tiger
movie.
With the tiger on
it
the boat.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it looked ridiculous. Oh. That looked like something you'd fall for on AI. Yeah.
That was a real tiger on the boat, and he ate the man's tuna fish.
Well, he had to learn how to reel the tiger in to save his life, but also feed him. And make the tiger realize he was the one providing the food so that the tiger wouldn't bite the hand that fed. You know, the tiger's going to get hungry eventually.
Yeah. It was the Solana. It is that movie is 10 times too deep for Hawk to ever understand.
Right. I didn't even
kill
like
the lion. Kill the lion and you're safe. Just kill the lion. You're safe. Let him
push
die,
him off the boat, right? Can't you just push him off the boat?
But to have compassion for something that doesn't have compassion for you. That's a weird place to be in.
Very, very. And he kept the lion alive the entire time. He fed the lion. They bonded. And then
this is like Titanic, except with a guy and a lion. It sounds almost exactly like Titanic.
Then they
one went in that little car with the foggy windows, though.
They reach they reach land, Hawk, and what happens next is one of the most gut-wrenching scenes in cinematic history.
Oh, everybody's talking about it.
Anyways. All right. Here's an update on the Miami Heat game tonight, just because they play tonight and I just see this. So we know Bam's going to be out. The Hornets might be without LaMelo Ball and Colin Sexton. They've both been downgraded to doubtful for tonight's game. They're also without Brandon Miller. So Heat are short, Bam and Hero, but Hornets will be short some players
as well.
They
have to be fairly big favorites, right, the Heat?
Yeah, I think it was 7.5 last I checked, but this could have changed that line closer to 8 or 9.
Yeah, they're already terrible. Now they don't have two starters.
Heat by 7. Oh, the game's not till 8 o'clock tonight?
8 p.m. tonight and 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Right.
Hawk, any thoughts on the Dolphins removing their Papa Shot machine yesterday? We talked about it yesterday, but you were off.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of Papa Shot. That's wow, Buzelis is plus 110 now over 15.5. Well, you got me on NBA stuff. I'm a big fan of Papa Shot. I could beat anybody in the Dolphins locker room, but probably best they concentrate on the games.
Yeah. Papa Shot's throwing them off.
I do like that.
It's the goofiest concept in the world.
McDaniel and the Dolphins have just become such a punching bag. They've become, a joke, basically. Yesterday on the broadcast, did you guys see they're showing Geno Smith stats? And they're like, tied for the most interceptions in the league, and they throw Tua Tagovailoa's name in there at the end. Just kind of taking a shot out of nowhere. And then you have Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, talking about the Dolphins out of nowhere during a Thursday night football game that was just abysmal last night. It was brutal football. Today, I'm Bleacher Report today.
17 total points last night, right? Something like that?
Yeah, it was 10-7.
Yeah, 7-10. That was a terrible game.
Bleacher Report.
And I listened on radio. Think about listening to a 10-7 game on radio.
That's brutal.
Come on, man.
Either Bleacher Report or Yahoo Sports posted a picture of Mike McDaniel today, and they said the Dolphins have removed their Papa Shot machine. They're locked in for the remainder of their season. And it's just people making fun of Mike McDaniel the whole way in the comments.
First off, I'll go backwards. Why does all this damn information get to the media? The Tua thing, so Tua tells that his teammates are coming to the player-only meeting. That's embarrassing.
than Tua throwing people under the bus. That's embarrassing. Why does the Papa shot? Who is the snitch on this team telling every information to the
but
world?
But don't reporters see what's going on in the locker room? Like, I don't think that's a snitch thing. Isn't it just someone observing it?
Yep.
And we just took it out. Or it's broke. Like, think of a lie. Just think of anything not to embarrass this
right,
organization.
Just right, yeah, anymore. Right, right out of order on a piece of paper in a Sharpie.
It's the embarrassment. Just and Solana. They're not taking a shot at Tua for saying he's tied for the most interceptions in the NFL. They're recognizing the two most intercepted quarterbacks in the NFL. It's no shot. It's a fact.
Yeah, you don't have to put his name down there.
He just tied who? Random Dolphin quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, tied for the most interceptions in the league. Well, why do they have to put the name of a quarterback who's not playing?
Anything else? I want to make sure we have enough time with DBJ.
Ridiculous, man.
Sound like Gruden there. It's ridiculous, man.
Ridiculous, man.
It's ridiculous, man.
Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
Don Bailey Jr. next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don Bailey Jr., I'm talking like John Gruden now. Don Bailey Jr., no, I'm talking like that. Don Bailey Jr., he's the radio analyst for the Hurricanes football broadcast here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Canes and Syracuse kicks off at 3:30 tomorrow. Joe Zagacki, he of Iron Arrow. Don Bailey Jr., he of Iron Arrow. And Josh Darrow will bring you all the action. Hello, DBJ.
How you doing there, Chucky? What they used to call Gruden?
Going there, Don Bailey Jr. I got a little Gruden thing working there. I don't know why it's working, but it's working.
How about our man Zagacki getting an Iron Arrow? Highest honor achievable at the U, man.
Bro, it was impressive. We loved the video. We talked with him earlier. We're going to replay it in the 5 o'clock hour because you could tell how much it meant to him. And you could tell how much you were instrumental in him being tapped in. And we can only hope, DBJ, that I'm next.
There we go.
Hey, Hawk, I'll tell you what. I'd stand up for you, bro. I don't know if I can convince anybody, but I'd stand
up
for you.
I think you're fighting an uphill battle on that one.
No, I'm used to that.
Just give me a deal on laminate one day if I need it, okay? That'll be you tap me into the flooring business, okay?
No problem. That's an easy do.
We're gonna be quick with time here just because of our time constraints on a Football Friday. Do we have, because I don't think we've played what DBJ did last week. I thought we did. Solana says we haven't. The line you did was from the Gabagool viral song. Do you have what we gave him, Jimmy? All right, play that.
Woke up this morning, got some Gabagool. Then I woke up the next day and got some Gabagool.
Woke up this morning, got some Gabagool. Then I woke up the next day, got some Gabagool. That, of course, is an Italian cold cut, a capicole, if you will. And it's sung to the tune of Sopranos. Let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did during the game broadcast.
Canes go with a heavy package on offense. Here comes McCoy and Bell. Okalola in there. Rodriguez.
He'll take a quarterback sneak if it's there, Joe.
Sayo's in there. They're going to throw it in the back of the end zone. Caught for a touchdown by Bauman. Off a play fake. It's back to Bauman. A 4-yard touchdown. And Miami has reclaimed the lead here in Dallas with 9:06 to go in the third quarter.
One thing that run game gives you is the benefit of play action. And there it was at its best. Just an excellent touch on the ball. Touchdown for Bauman. 6 more points for your Miami Hurricanes.
So now the all-important extra point by Davis, 16-14 Miami here in the third quarter. Good snap, good hold, good extra points.
Woke up this morning, got me some Gabagool. Then I woke up the next day and got some Gabagool.
I like Gabagool.
I knew you would know what it is. I knew it. I didn't know what it was.
It was in The Sopranos. Gabagool.
I know.
It's like a, I think it's a like a salami.
I think you're right. I love
Gabagool. Get some Gabagool.
Yeah, there you go.
9:06 to go. The Gabagools. Miami Hurricanes 17, SMU 14 here in the third quarter.
That is fantastic. Just a couple of iron arrows or iron eagles, whatever you guys are chopping it up about Gabagool. That was fantastic, DBJ.
Well, thank you. Now I'm going to still try and get that one we've been working on for about 6 weeks in.
Well, we're giving it to you again. We have two lines for you. I'll give you the two lines, and then we can move on to one or two Hurricanes questions. Here's the line we've given you every week for the last 4 weeks. Admittedly, there's been a couple of stumbles in there game-wise. It's tough to get the lines in when you're losing to SMU. But here's the line from Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
If we don't get that by the time this season is over, I'm tapping you out of Iron Arrow.
I lose my jacket.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. And then we stumbled on this earlier in the show because of Gino Toretta. He's in Wisconsin for the Wisconsin-Washington game. And forgive us if we've already given this to you, because we cut the line up and I said, let's give it to DBJ. And then when I'm looking at it, I'm like, I feel like we may have given this to him before. This is a line from a T-Pain song.
Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
We've never done that one.
All right,
never.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. So you can get that in. Put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
Somewhere in Wisconsin. Yes. Yeah,
T-Pain, for years, people have talked about how he rhymed mansion with Wisconsin. And Gino happened to be in Wisconsin, so we started talking about the line, and we said, let's give that to DBJ. So cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort, and put you in a mansion somewhere in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yes. All right, a couple of easy ones.
I mean, they're 28-point favorites Saturday. I mean, come on, DBJ. You should be able to get these in, right?
I agree. I mean, if you wake up in the middle of the night and get a third one, let's go ahead and send it. We'll do it.
So what happened with the SMU game? I talked with Gino about it. Like, you know, the Louisville loss, to me, you're not going to go through a season undefeated, so a stumble is going to happen. But I don't know. Now it happens 2 weeks later, and it feels like we're doing this end of season collapse again. So what do you take from the loss to SMU?
Let's not talk collapse, please. Let's not bring up any collapses, okay? So they lost the football. Well, listen, it's the basics. Too many penalties. They lost the turnover battle, and there were plays that were not made. You know, I mean, you had a situation. One of the interceptions is the receiver bobbles the football, and it turns into an interception, and that could have led to 3 or 7 points for Miami. And the next play, SMU scores a touchdown. So, I mean, is that a 7-point swing, a 10-point swing, a 14-point swing? I mean, that was something that I think really sticks out in my mind. Unfortunately, I think the Lightfoot penalty, where he backed off but hit the quarterback on the timeout deal, that led to points for SMU. It's just, I think those two stick out, but you know, you just can't keep overcoming penalties, and you just can't keep doing that. And, you know, the question is, how do you fix it? You just keep talking about it. You just keep reviewing it, because in today's world, ideally, you know, you'd like to have the guys that are the culprits, you pull them out and sit them on the bench. But, you know, I don't think anybody's got enough depth in the country to do that. So I don't think that's something that happens. So you just keep working on that. And Carson Beck played a very good football game. I think he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And he got caught on the overtime with the pick. And then I don't count the bobble as a pick, even though it's logged as one.
And DBJ, the defense, I think, played well against SMU. Yeah. It's just 2025 college football, even back to the Louisville game. Like, there was those 14 points up front were terrible, and then they picked it up and started playing. But offensively is where I would go with the problem. What do they need to do to figure it out? You have All-American linemen. You have two very good backs. You have Malachi Toney, who's one of the best damn receivers in the nation. Yep. CJ can play too. Like, it seems like all the pieces are there. It's just not coming around.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you start with the backfield, I agree with you. They've got, you know, Marty Brown's done a great job, came in from North or South Dakota, whatever it was. And then, you know, Mark Fletcher, I love him, great personality, 300-yard games, grinding it out. And, you know, you got to get more of it. You got to get more from them. You've got to get more from the receivers. You've got to get more from the tight end position, and you got to get as much as you can out of your offensive line. It's not enough. But at the end of the day, when you go back, the drops there were five drops by the receivers, and I went through five of them, and it equated to 75 yards more of offense, but more efficient. Beck would have been close to 80% completion with that. So all of these things stack up against you at the end of the day, Channing. You know that. Every penalty, every incomplete, and every play that could have been an explosive that's not an explosive. And you let anybody hang around, especially SMU, that's got an offense and a quarterback that has the ability to blow a game up in any given time, it'll come back to haunt you. And just like it's hard for us to explain, you know, how did Miami lose to SMU at SMU? Well, how the heck did SMU lose to Wake Forest at Wake Forest? How did that happen?
Right.
Well, you go back and you look, turnovers, penalties, and didn't play a good enough game, and Wake Forest hung around, and they ended up beating SMU. And I mean, that's really the story for almost everybody in college football when a favorite loses the game.
Don Bailey Jr. He will be on the call tomorrow with Joe Zagacki. 3:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. It's the Canes and Syracuse. Canes are 28.5-point favorites. They get it back on the winning track tomorrow, DBJ?
Absolutely. If not, we're going to ship everybody off to Wisconsin.
Ah, there you go. Just two lines, DBJ. Very easy assignment. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. And mansion in Wisconsin. You got it?
Mansion in Wisconsin. Yes, send them to me, please.
All right, fair enough. We will be listening tomorrow, as always. Don Bailey Jr., we appreciate your time, DBJ. Have a good broadcast tomorrow.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. You do the same. Don Bailey Jr., 5 o'clock hour, we'll get our headline. Are you going to be around for headlines, Solana, or you have to take off to the Kaseya Center?
I've got to take off, Hawk, but I'll shoot them over to you and Jimmy.
I'll deliver you your headlines then at the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Very exciting. Really? We'll take a quick break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.